Up dog fella, look good, feel good, play good. We got some new Adidas golf swag coming the fella's way.
I don't know if any new golf swag would help your game, but I love it. Adidas is excited to introduce new offerings within the Go-To apparel collection that allows you to bring your style to the golf course. Not the traditional golf uniform, Go-To brings a fresh attitude to the game wherever you play. You'll look good on and off the course while enjoying all the technical benefits that let you play your best.
Featuring streetwear-inspired style, the Go-To collection rewrites all the rules and encourages you to express your style through every swing. Explore the new Go-To collection on adidas.com/golf.
Fella.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Welcome back to a fresh episode of Missing Curfew. I'm Shane O'Brien.
And I'm Scotty Upshaw.
Up dog.
Big fella, welcome back.
Feels good to be back here. Banger, Maxi, good to see you boys. It's been much needed vacation, up dog, yeah, but I got to be honest with you. I think I texted you after a couple weeks and I said, I miss being in the studio with you. So it's good to be back.
You do, yeah. Brotherly love.
Yeah.
It's usually you welcoming me back in the studio. Yeah, so it's nice to be here. You know, I stopped in, seen the boys. Take care of my boy Binger back there.
I know, Binger's banged up.
Fuck, he's banged up. You know, off-season injury.
Hey. I still don't believe it's from surfing, but whatever, Binger. It's okay, bro.
We'll get to the truth of this.
I know what goes on in Santa Monica. I know what goes on up in Santa Monica, Binger.
Light his finger with the torch trying to get the pipe going.
So have you still been coming in here keeping these boys honest, or are just coming in to do the daily emails?
Yeah, I come in, I see our boy A-Hall, you know, talk a little biz. Brought him lunch. Sorry, boys. I should have brought you guys some food. Eh? Fuck, I brought the boss food, not the guys that do the real work here. Man, I brought in this East Burl. It's this little like Korean place.
Oh,
it's
the Korean chicken that we awesome. Have?
Yeah,
I've had that before. It's unreal.
So anyway, you know, I like to come in here, shoot the shit, get the iPad out, write a couple emails, get the stogies going.
I saw you got the nice Cubano there. Is that a Cohiba?
This is.
That's national.
And I feel like it's our first time back in the studio. Start the season off fresh, so the season doesn't start for a couple weeks. Training camp, at least, anyways. Yeah. Oops. But yeah, back in the studio and got the stogie here.
Yeah, so thanks to you boys, and thanks to Princey. Princey did a hell of a job where we were away, and Maxi and Banger, the recorded ones we had, Shaddy. Stosi, he's a beauty. Stosi's a beauty. The tribute to Broadway, man. Dude, I listened to it at the lake. I was riding the Peloton. I got off the Peloton and I put it on, and to hear, you know, Kristen and then Kevin, you know, we were there obviously at the funeral. It was emotional for me, but then to hear his voice, I started laughing. I was, you know, just got done working out. I was hanging out at the lake and it was good to hear his voice.
Yeah, it was. It's crazy. The year to date came up, you know, we weren't together. It kind of sucked, but at the same time, for all of our, you know, close friends and people that have known Jimmy either through the podcast or through playing hockey with them or through, his tight circle back home, it was nice. It was a great collage of, like sad and love and laughter and, crazy to think that, you know, a little under a year ago, we had to go through this crazy time together.
I mean, you know, when we were there and, you know, the way when Kristen went up and did her speech and Kevin, like how well they did. And just hearing it a year later, even like, I was like, wow, that's, yeah. I couldn't imagine like having to get up there and the way they did it. And it sounded so good. And Princey killed it for us.
Yeah,
so,
he did.
But yeah. It was good to hear Scoopsy's laugh. And, you know, the one thing clip was when he's on a cold streak. He's like, boys, fellas, I'm ice cold here.
Yeah. We would just let him lead into that too. Eh? We're like, hey, we know you're cold, Hazy. So, you know, you just take this here this week and just make fun of yourself.
Yeah, I said, Hazy, you just got to embrace it now, buddy. Yeah. You got to embrace it now. So, Scoopsy, we miss you. We love you. But that was great. Then the 100th episode, you know, it was great to see Binger, Maxi, A-Hall on camera like that. And me and you, buddy, we got shit-faced and drank, smoked about 4 cigars.
Yeah.
Every scene, we were just like, I forgot how many cigars we smoked. We smoked about 3 each. So
we almost smoked out poor, you know, Serge and Sam out in the office there.
Yeah, and this, garbage can may or may not have caught on fire.
It did, actually.
I don't think A-Hall ever knew that, so sorry, Albert. But it was cool. I mean, just to see 100 episodes up to where we started, and just for our listeners to – you know, get a little sneak peek of what goes on here at Missing Curfew. You know, obviously we're lucky just to sit down here and talk, but there's more that goes into it. I thought it was a great episode. I thought it came out great.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was still so fresh to this whole thing, right? It's like, people think we just get up here as professionals now and stuff, but you know, coming in here, we're like, holy shit, it's been 3 weeks since we've done this.
Yeah.
But yeah. We get the cobwebs out.
Yeah. I woke up.
Have a couple coffees here.
Yeah. I woke up this morning, you know, the Labor Day weekend got me again up. So I haven't quite learned. I turned 39 in August, and you think I would learn, but unfortunately, my Irish brother Mac L, me and him, you know, Saturday, Sunday, right after it. So I woke up today a little not feeling 100%, and I was like, I was a little nervous. I'm like, fuck, I got the podcast I haven't done with Ups in a month, but it's like riding a bike.
I mean, he is your Irish brother, and you guys, you're one of the only guys that can keep up to him drinking after a couple, you know.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Fucking cheers to you, though, bud. That's impressive work. Talk about Ireland for a second.
Ireland was great. It was awesome. I mean, yeah. Dublin was, I don't know, it was kind of not.
A bit like Port Hope?
It looked like downtown Port Hope. I took a picture, sent it to my family, a couple of my buddies from Port Hope. I said, this looks like Walton Street here. All they need is the Ganarask Hotel here on the left side, right across the street where you took a piss from.
LGBO?
Yeah, LCBO.
LCBO.
Great. I mean, people get pinned. I mean, pinned. I mean, we sat in every pub. We didn't even leave the little area Temple Bar. You know, you've been there. You hooked us up. The Dean Hotel, sick, great hotel.
Right? Did you get the records and the speakers in your room and just pound it?
It was awesome. It was awesome. It was a great hotel. But, I mean, we didn't leave that area. We just walked around and hit every pub. So, it was great.
So, you're not bringing home any Irish women, are you?
God, they weren't as nice as I thought they were going to be there.
Like, no, you didn't meet a future Miss O'Brien? Her last name could have been O'Brien, too, maybe.
I know. Right? I met this one little redhead girl. Her name was Holly Ryan.
almost.
Oh, fucking good Irish girl. She was sweet as pie. Her friend... She wasn't feeling the boys. So, but it was great. I mean, the one pub Whalen's was called. Yeah. It was unbelievable. Played old school tunes and people just having a good time. But I want to go back and see, you know, the whole island. Like, I would love to go play golf over there and actually see it. But Dublin itself, I don't know. You'd rather off, you know, go to London where you can have a little more fun.
Yeah, for sure. It's like going to New York or going to Boston.
Yeah. And then
nothing against our Boston.
No, guys. We love Boston. But, I wanted to go over to McGregor's Bar, the Black Forged Inn, but it's on the north side of Dublin. And a couple guys that we met through Matt Gell, who are Boston College guys, were like, you don't want to go over on the north side, boys. And I was like, really? Like, you don't think we could just go over there? And he's like, no, stay over here. Stay over here.
Especially drunk. You never know who looks at you wrong and you go like, you know.
Yeah. And we were drunk. So. I had a 10:30 flight from Dublin. You should have seen me trying to get on this bird, but it was not pretty. It was vintage Lupul Classic tournament where I was just like, thank God I didn't have my golf
clubs. And you didn't think like, okay, we're leaving early. Let's like keep it easy.
I woke up. I woke up the Sunday, yeah. And I said to Mac Al, I said, I'm not going to get in one today. But we went and sat in the pub, and one thing turned into another thing, and yeah.
How were the fish and chips? Like Newfoundland?
I didn't have any fish and chips.
Oh no!
No, wow. I know. But I had a lot of fish and chips in London with you and Loops. Remember?
Yeah, of course. It's a staple. That's the first thing I look for, and I eat it, and I just get so tired. I got to go have a nap.
So you know where they love having naps is Italy. People love having a nice nap in Italy. Have you ever been there?
Quality of life over there is pretty special, yeah.
It was good.
I've never been. I've been northern Italy, like the Como and Milano. Thank you.
Yeah.
Milano. It's like a New
York. That's like the fashion.
Yeah, there's tons of, you know, 6-footers in there.
Yeah. I love Sicily, man. Sicily was my favorite part of the trip. Obviously, the Amalfi Coast was beautiful. Rome was awesome. The food in Rome was great. I got hammered on my birthday in Rome at this bar with this Italian. I mean, he kept the place open for me. He was a good guy. Yeah, he was a good guy. Him and this English bartender, and we just sat in there and had a time. But it was great. But down south in Sicily, it was amazing. My buddy, shout out to Georgie, the guy who was whose boat we rented. So he took me and Loops, and we went to this, like, Stromboli. It's like a volcano that's still active, right? So it's, so I jump in off this thing, and he's and Big Georgie's like, "Oh, Tsunami Shane, Tsunami Shane."
This might fucking make this thing erupt.
He's like, "Oh, Tsunami Shane." I'm like, "What'd you say, Georgie? What'd you say?" But I said, "Listen, Georgie, I may come back next summer, and I may come a lot solo, and you're my guy, right? We'll take your boat, and you're my translator, and we just go." This Sicily was awesome.
Maybe the women, every year thing?
The women were beautiful there.
How about the tans on, like, yeah, like
the all
you got
skin.
A pretty, you got a pretty, like, dark tan.
Yeah,
we know because we watch yourself on NHL Network every week from here. But you know, pretty
some
all
of the
over
most
there.
Beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. All of beautiful skin, naturally beautiful. Don't speak a lick of English. That's the one thing. Like, we stayed on an island in Sicily where there was no cars, just golf carts.
You don't mind that.
You should have seen me trying to get in my shower in Sicily, boys. This shower, it was like this big. It was a tube, and I'm like, I can't even get in there, Binger. Like, I can't even get, like, it was not pretty, boys. It was not pretty, so. But great. It was fun on the water. And then, obviously, Amalfi Coast is pretty sick.
Yeah.
It's
not awesome. Going on. That's good. Good cultural experience for you.
I was a role reversal of me going on trips.
You looked happy. Every time I saw you, I saw a picture or something. Yeah. Like, fuck, he's having a good time. He deserves it.
It was nice just to kind of get away. I hadn't been away since, I mean, we've been on a couple trips here or there, but like a nice European. So, Sicily, boys. Binger. Sicily, maybe me and you next summer, right? Georgie or Joe? What did
Giorgio.
I call him?
Giorgio. Call him Giorgio.
He called me Tsunami Shane. I want to give a quick shout out to my boy, Mike Strong. You know who he's friends with? I rented his cottage in the Muskokas. Up dog, the Muskokas. First time hanging out there. It's National League. I mean, like, beyond belief. You know who his boy is? Is Dan Windbag Winnick.
Wow.
Yeah. He grew up, you know, the Windbag. So.
Windbag's still playing.
Windbag just signed a 2-year extension in Swiss. I said that to him. So he texted me and I said, "Hey, I met one of your buddies, Mike Strong." I said, "Where are you? What are you doing?" "Ah, I'm back in Switzerland. I just signed." I said, "You're still fucking playing?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Wow, that's impressive."
Yeah, it's.
How old is he? 36? Probably.
He's probably, I think he's my age.
Is he our age? Yeah,
let's look it up. Good for him, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good European player. He played great for us at the Spengler. He played in the Olympics. I mean,
did he play in the
Olympics?
Going. Oh, yeah. Attaboy, Windbag. Nah, Winnie's a good player. Straight lines, can skate.
Absolutely no finish. He's 37, born in 85.
Yeah, so he's a little, that's still impressive.
He should play till he's fucking 43 if he can over there. What else is he going to do?
I don't know.
Come back here.
Hang out with the Muskokas at his cottage. I guess he's got a banger cottage.
Does he? As he should.
But yeah, up dog, the cottage life. I know you did it when you were younger in Kelowna. I love it. I love it. It's just relaxing. I don't know. Don't check a lot of emails though on the lake. I tell you that.
You just got to set aside that like hour in the morning with the coffee.
Yeah.
You know, because it's nice. The morning's there too, like fresh coffee, the sounds of the birds and the fucking water, and it's all glass.
Buddy.
You get out early for a little wake surf.
People were coming by the cottage wake surfing. Yeah. My brother-in-law, shout out to Tommy Lucas. He did a nice little, he's like myself. He's not exactly in playing shape anymore, but he was a sick wakeboarder. And that was the first time I've ever seen him. And he only gave us like 3 or 4 runs, but they were legit.
Yeah.
They were legit.
Yeah.
You were a solid wakeboarder, weren't you?
Not wakeboarding. I mean, I could wakeboard. Loops was a great wakeboarder.
No way. Loops.
Loops a good wakeboarder. Yeah.
Wow.
Wake surfing. Yes. That became more of, you know, I remember wake surfing a lot actually when I did my ACL surgery back in like 2008. And it became part of my rehab. It was just the best thing you could ever do was, you know, you're not strapped in. You're only going 10 miles an hour. It's all balance.
Yeah.
You're putting your...
You're closer to the boat, right?
You know, you're putting your body at like, you know, uncontrolled little situations that your little muscles need to work and fire. And when you do major surgery, those all shut down. So the surfing aspect of things, you're not getting trampled by a big wave here like Binger when he goes out and surfs here. So it's epic, you know, it's a great way to do it. And then you're
surfing.
So close with the fucking people on the boat, you fire a beer to the guy, crush a beer. you know.
I would love to drive the boat and have you wake surfing behind. That would be nice. Yeah. That'd be a nice time. Let's my morning it. Jacket plan.
Oh, of course.
Fuck, man. I have a cigar maybe going up front for you.
So speaking of, just to change pace, fuck, we saw MMJ at the Hollywood Cemetery. I know. It was great.
Fuck.
Jimmy was just fucking
buzzing. I was jealous, bro. I wanted to be there.
I know,
with
he
you.
Was buzzing.
The cemetery scared me a little bit. I don't know. I don't love cemeteries. I know this Hollywood cemetery is like a famous thing. And you said there was like, it was pretty epic, right?
It was epic, yeah. And it went on, they went on at 7:15 sharp, ended at 10 because of the curfew. Like you're right in the middle of, you know, neighborhood basically.
Yeah.
And as it came dark, like he sang one song where, it, you know, in the song speaking about being alive. And then he's like amongst the dead, right? And he's going back and forth. And all of a sudden, it was crazy.
Yeah, see,
I don't
that
know if it was
scary.
The chocolate mushies or what it was. But
might have been the mush.
These fucking, these like cemetery vultures all like flew right at the stage. I mean, these things were like
vultures,
dogs, and they just flew right over the stage. And everyone was just like, whoa.
Yeah, see, that was wild. Trips me out.
And it was just as the sun had set, and it was just awesome. Yeah. Victory dance, of course, as the sun sets. It's...
I love Jimmy. I was jealous. I'm glad you got to go to that. I wanted to give a shout out to this place. You would love it up. It's in the Muskokas. It's called the Key to Bala. It's 81 years old. It's right on the water, and they have concerts there. Like, tragically
like a little
hit,
bar?
Yeah, a little bar, but sick little venue for concerts. Like, patio on the back or in the water. You can pull your boat up and park it there. And I just thought about you. Like, they used to play the Tragically Hip. Used to play there. Drake performed there before. City in Color.
Awesome.
I think the Arkells.
The Fact Daddy.
The Fact Daddy might have played up there.
Charlie Boy.
So I walk in and there's some Mr. Curfew fans. And then there's this one kid. I go to the back patio and this kid is fucking charged up. He is charged up. And I can't remember his name. But if you're listening, you know who you are out there, you fucking beauty. He goes, Obe! And I'm like, he's like, fucking missed curfew. I love you boys. Where's the up dog? And I'm like, ah, up dog's in California. He's like, what? Like, he couldn't process that you weren't like right beside me. And I'm like, dude, we're 39 years old. We don't have a kid. We don't go on every trip together. But anyways, I had a good chuckle. He was fired up. Loved missing curfew. Did a couple shots of them. It's a cool little old venue that, you know, you can just drive your boat up to and hang out.
Sweet.
So, yeah, it was cool. So Mike Strong, thanks, buddy. I'll take the cottage again next year. So pencil me in there. So. Updog, U.S. Open Tennis / Live Tour Golf. I know you're fired up. Where do you want to start? You want to start U.S. Open or Live? Go, baby, go.
This time of year, I mean, we're getting excited for hockey and football. Football's coming on. College football this week.
We got
Chillax, already. Whatever.
DraftKings.
NFL in a week, right? So there's an excitement to get back. But there's been a lull in the summer of no sports. Baseball, I mean, how much, you know, regular season baseball can you watch? Yes, I love the Jays, but...
I'm with you on that.
But... You know, end of the PGA Tour season, Rory McIlroy, it was an insane fucking finish at the Tour Championship.
I loved it.
It was awesome. Rory couldn't have played better in the last 2 days. He deserved to win. Scottie Scheffler had a fucking massive lead and blew
it. He kind of shit his shorts,
didn't he? But all in all, that was super exciting. But what got me more excited was this weekend watching down the stretch on Sunday of Labor Day, a perfect timed event by the boys at Liv and fucking Greg Norman, the Shark. I thought it was great TV, finished in a playoff for the first ever time on the Live Tour. DJ, who was actually going to putt this ball about 50 feet
fast. Fuck, did he hit it hard. Good thing it hit the hole, DJ. Good thing it hit the hole.
Good for him, because he would have ended up losing. But to me, you know, unfortunately, switching gears for a second, I had my little dog Riley at the fucking vet all morning. It was a horrific night. I felt so bad for this girl. She wasn't breathing well, and I'm like, fuck.
You love Riley.
And then I'm at the fucking vet and I'm like, fuck it, Live Golf Tour's on. So I sat there and watched this thing and it was, you know, on YouTube TV, so anyone can stream it.
Yeah.
And it was just shot after shot and guys like competing. Cameron Smith for his first event, right up there in the mix. It was exciting. Three-man playoff.
The crowd looked amazing.
Looked good. They're going to Chicago next week, too.
The final one's in Miami.
Rich Harvest Farms is hosting the one next weekend. But all in all, I just, you know, they're spraying fucking champagne after like it's the F1 tour. And that's what they're trying to make this. They're playing music at the course in between shots. Like DJ and, you know, his playing partner hit their tee shots and they play tunes and they walk up it makes sense. I don't know.
No. And I saw it after DJ won, Paul Casey comes out with a High Noon in his hand. Like, I'm like, you would have never saw that on the PGA Tour,
right?
Like,
yeah.
Listen, are they going for the money? Yeah, they're going for the fucking money. We all know that. But I think it's a cool thing and they're trying to do something different. And we talked about it before with Binger and Maxi, the shotgun start. I love a nice 11 a.m. shotgun start. That's right in my wheelhouse up, dog.
It sure is.
That's right in my wheelhouse. So I love the fact that they're all on the course at the same time. I don't mind the 54 hole. And like you said, they're making it fun. And I think that's great.
And why have two options for golf anyway? Like have...
Yeah, you know, it just sucks now. Like Cameron Smith can't play in the Presidents Cup, right?
Well, I know, but that's
that sucks. That's like, let just, him play. No,
that's a bunch of we stiffs just trying to be stiffs and holding on to them as much power as they possibly can. You know, it's just let there be Coke and Pepsi.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be just Coke. You know, there can be two competing things to have entertainment for fans. I think
I agree. And you think Terry Duffy's going to go or what to the Rich Harvest Farmers?
Yeah, he's there for sure.
He's a nice 100%. Member. Yeah. US Open tennis. I just got back into it since I got back. Couple great matches last night, and they start late there. The fucking men's match started at 10 or started at like midnight on the East Coast. That little Spanish kid, you help me with his name.
Alcaraz. He's nasty.
He looks like McDavid out there. He gets to balls, and I'm just like, how did he get there?
He's got quads like Sid. Like he's got Marty St. Louis. Quad. Yeah, exactly.
Marty St. Louis, when I walked in that dressing room and saw his ass and legs, I was like, what kind of
you're like, I didn't work out this summer.
What kind of squats are you doing, Marty? I don't know.
I know. It's crazy. And watching tennis at this level and really watching it, like watching like, you know, the strategy and the amount of just effort and like the pain that goes into these guys and just the skill is, to me, it's the most fascinating sport to watch live because I've had a chance to watch some events live. But on TV, when you're just like, you know, and gambling on it is crazy. Like just these points and like you get to finally like a, you know, a break point and the shots are insane. The fans are, you know, fans love it.
How big that Arthur Ashe Stadium is insane to me, how big it is. Like it is massive.
And to me, if you think about the three horsemen, right? Like Nadal and Djokovic and Federer.
Yeah.
And the amount of like in hockey, you could have a bad game. And you just absolutely could be the worst player on the ice. And that could happen to Sid. It could happen to McKinnon. You just fight the puck and all of a sudden that's your tournament gone.
Does it happen to those guys?
No,
Was that just us?
But like these guys, to be that good for so long and to have 23, 24 Grand Slams.
It's crazy.
The mental part of it, like playing 4 or 5 hour, you know, or playing a 3 hour match and always coming out on top, like say that many times, it's a crazy feat. Tennis is so grinding on your mind that
it's crazy.
Your body. It's like fucking.
And who's the guy I love? The Aussie. The bad boy. What's his name? Help me with his name. I always fuck it up. The Aussie.
Kyrgios.
I love this guy. He's a bad boy at tennis. Golf, he's a bad boy. We need a guy like that in golf. Maybe that's a live tour. Maybe everyone there's a bad. But I like this guy. He comes in.
No, you know who tried to be like that was Wolf. Wolf broke his putter on Sunday at the live tour, and he finished the last three hole putting with like a 7-iron. And he made the putt on 18 like a 10 or 15 footer in front of everyone. And it reminded me when I was young, I was competing provincials in Alberta. I was at round 5 of 5. Like I needed to like play good to make the team trials. And I fucking shattered my putter on the third hole this last round though because I couldn't putt. And I finished the day with like a 6 or a 5 iron. And I made a putt on 18 in front of everyone with the fucking iron. And it was great. I remember. And so this Wolf he was swearing on camera.
Yeah.
And like, who's going to, they're not fining him.
No.
They don't care.
They love it.
So he's like, fuck. You know, he's been missing putts and yelling. And then, and you could hear it all. And I'm like, this is.
I like watching it.
I think it's great. Mm-hmm. So. I don't know.
US Open too. I love watching the women. Last night I watched Collins versus that Sablanka. The big, I think.
You didn't mind that.
Yeah. I didn't mind that at all. But they're good. Like how hard they hit the ball.
Yeah.
And I find with the women, they have more rallies, right? Like they can go for longer because, I don't know, like some of the men, they hit it so hard that it's just like. It's
watching crazy. Them get to these balls too, man. It's like, how do you move that fast?
And for the men to know that you got to win three, like, right? You could play 5 sets. Like last night, the Spanish kid played against the guy from Croatia, went 5 sets.
Yeah.
I mean, I fell asleep 10 times through the match on the couch because I was hurt. But like, I was like, fuck, these boys are still going.
You know what I love about tennis too? Is just that you can pick up a racket with your buddy and play like a 4 hour match. Like how you can't really do that in a lot of sports. You know, like you can play about 1-on-1 basketball or, you know, you can't play hockey.
No.
You can't play, you know, golf. Yeah, right. It's like You can go and have like a good competitive match one-on-one in tennis and it'd be like this, you know, awesome event. Yeah. I think it's fuck. I mean, I wish I was better at it.
I'm more of a pickleball guy. I actually got a pickleball injury here, my elbow. I thought with a month off it would be get better, but
oh, so you're getting the tennis elbow.
Right here, ups.
You gotta go see Amstutz.
He actually just texted me. I asked him, like, I need someone to work this out for me. So US Open, LIV Golf. I love them both, Uppy. I'm looking forward to
look at their website too. And he's fucking
it's the LIV one?
Cool.
Is it nationally?
It's like, look at it. It's just fucking
yeah.
It's got like the colors and the teams and then this beauty here, Pat Perez. Did you hear
his goal? Love to play a round of golf with him.
Pat Perez was like, someone was chirping him. It was just like exhibition golf. And he's like, oh yeah, exhibition golf? I just made $4.5 million. How's that for an exhibition?
Yeah. Updog, some sad news here. Somebody on our social media, the Tavern on Rush in Chicago, which was Binger Max. He was my go-to spot when I was in Chicago. I think the Updog enjoyed it as well.
Google the Viagra Triangle. Take it right there.
It's officially closing. It is gone. So I wanted to give it some love. It was my favorite spot to go in Chicago. Yeah. I would go there
right before next to dinner, Gibson's.
Right next right to Gibson's. I'd go before dinner for happy hour. Then I'd go after my dinner for different kind of happy hour. But it was one of my favorite spots. So someone in our social media from Chicago said Tavern's done. So sad day, ups.
That's
sad day.
That's shitty.
Shitty. Chicago's like, not what it used to be, buddy. I went there for Notre Dame game, and that used to be my favorite city, one of my favorite cities in the NHL. It just didn't, granted, maybe because of COVID too, it didn't have the same buzz as it used to. It used to be like.
Well, and they had the Blackhawks were kicking everyone's ass.
That's true.
It was like they had the cup in their play in their city for 3 summers.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of, you know, good vibes going on there.
Yeah. They always kicked my ass, but I just like that. I love that. That building was always rocking too.
Good
that,
restaurant. So you're
that
right.
Building good. Will not be rocking this year. That is going to go back to, I mean, we'll get into the, you know, all our predictions on teams, but the Chicago Blackhawks are fucking in one. So that's for another time. So Tavern on Rough, moment of silence. Love you. Our first segment brought to you by our good friends at Good Life, promo code curfew, training camp. And training camp is right around the corner, and Updog, this camp, BioSteel camp. Camilleri, I'm still mad at you that you didn't let me invest with you back in the day in Calgary before BioSteel turned into what it is. It's fuck Cammy. We had pregame dinner.
Cammy,
I pregame with you for every game, and you never told me about BioSteel. But anyways, I still love you, Cammy. But this camp, Uppy, it's turned into like
everyone.
I mean, you've been to it.
Live hockey yeah, camp.
Like it's McDavid, it's McKinnon, it's Kane, it's McCarr. Connor Bernard, it's McCarr, it's
yeah, it's nuts.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, they had, when I was there, it was Dreisaitl, you know, McDavid. They had the Sagan's always been there. You know, that Matt Nichol who does the training over there, like he's a good trainer. Yeah, I don't know if like all these guys are trained. They're not training with them, but this 4 or 5 day camp, you can't measure, you know, you're not able to put these guys in the same room in the same workout. Compete before a training. It's an all-star game.
It just made me realize
where guys like, are actually going balls out.
Yeah, when you can put the best players on the planet a week before you got to report to camp, it's got to be a good feeling that A, you know you're ready. B, you're against guys that are just as good as you. And for BioSteel, it's turned into like I think they're selling tickets, aren't they?
People I used to go in a few days early. I have a little.
I know why Coldplay concert. I know why you went in.
Freddie Anderson would be like, "Hey, you know, I'm still up in or over in Cali, or I'm up in Winnipeg working with the goalie coach. Stay at my place, all right?"
Freddie's a team guy.
Our boy Freddie,
he's a team
what
guy.
A guy. And man, I'd hit my boy JD up, and we'd like
Peter Gerges,
little dinner tonight. Show up a little bit late for the workout in the morning.
No,
a little bit.
Not
late.
You.
No, I was always on time.
JD hit me up when I was in Sicily, actually. He said I was staying in Palermo, and he's like, yo, that's where my family's from. And I was only there for a night because I missed my flight in Rome because I got pinned the night before. So we had to stay one night. We couldn't get the ferry over to where we wanted to go.
Did an over-under on DraftKings to see if you would miss any of those flights over there. How many did you miss? Just the one?
Just the one, and it wasn't even because we were up. I just forgot I changed it because of the ferry. But I get on this plane. I'm going from Rome down to Palermo, and I thought I had first class, but there's no such thing as first class. And I am fucking wedged in the seat and I'm leaking. It's 110 degrees, right? I'm leaking and the fucking thing won't work. And I'm like, I'm thinking about ripping the fucking chair out of the seat, right? And I'm like, finally the girl, she's like, put your mask. Oh, you didn't have to wear your mask, but she's like, put your seatbelt on. I'm like, put the air condition on. Turn on the plane. What are we doing here? Like, this is insane. Finally, I just went to the row behind me and laid down. But Uppy, it was not pretty, bro.
Long flight?
No, thank fuck. It was 30 minutes. But I sat in that little chair for 30 minutes with no air conditioning on, and they're taking their time. You know, like the European tradition. Like, they're not exactly in a hurry anytime they do something. So
no.
It was... It wasn't pretty, buddy. It wasn't pretty. But BioSteel Camp, good on you guys. Keep that rocking. Yeah. Updog, training camp in general. We talk, me and you, about missing the game. I do not miss this time of year. This was a time of year where I was fucking on the scale every day, doing a little extra, trying to get down to fucking 240 or 235, whatever it was. But you, my friend, you were never really... I always remember you going in training camp. You were always... The weight was fine. You know? You were never worried about anything, were you?
It was... For the only time of the year other than the playoffs, I would get like nervous. I would be a little bit nervous or excited. Call it both. But going into training camps, you're always like the first day you kind of want to get out of the way. And then fitness testing would come in, and I would always do good in like fitness tests. And I hated them all. But I'm like, fuck, okay, I guess I worked out pretty hard, even though I was, you know, in Mykonos, Portugal, and Italy, or wherever the hell you
were. And you were naturally gifted with... You know,
but the fact that you had to just gear up again and compete and it be worth something. And, you know, there's new guys coming in and there's, you know, new opportunities and a chance to show you worked hard. And there was this all, it was like the beginning of a cycle again that, you know, as an athlete, you look forward to.
Yeah.
Or you fucking had a, you know, crushing defeat in the playoffs, or you didn't make the playoffs and everyone's pissed off. And there's always different scenarios at camps, right?
That's true.
I just liked... That dynamic. Maybe there's a new fucking coach, and you got to start to figure out new systems, and it's a full thing. You know, new leaders come in, new draft picks coming up, and it's just the whole process of it's great.
It's a good point by you. Like my third year going into Vancouver, I ended up getting traded. But when we went to training camp that year, and they ended up going to the finals, we had that feeling in training camp of like, all right, bring it on. We've lost to Chicago 2 years in a row here. We picked up Rafi Torres. They went and out, got Keith Ballard. They got Hamuse, which is the reason I got fucking traded. But point being, well, there's other reasons too, Ups. We had that feeling of, all right. And then fast forward to my, you know, when I signed a one-year deal in Colorado, we had a young team with no expectations. And you could see how good Landis Cogg was as a rookie, and O'Reilly. And, you know, we go out and get Downey, and guys have better years. So you're right. You have different, you know. And then you go to Calgary, you realize you're going to be fucking terrible. You're like, this is going to be a long year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long year.
Yeah, no, totally. It's, I mean, that goes both ways too. Like St. Louis, I had those experiences too where you're like, fuck, we were right there last year.
Yeah.
Now we have everyone recovering from surgeries and after the playoffs, and you come in and, you know, our draft picks weren't that high, so you're not really looking forward to that, but you want to get back out and compete. And then like there's the Florida days where, you know, we have a great season, but then, you know, we show up to training camp, we got fucking Kevin Dineen still as our coach.
Dino.
And everyone's like, oh God, here we go again. And, but we have fucking
mix of the water, Dino.
We have Ekblad, we have Huberto, we have these fucking Barkovs come in, and you're like excited to see these young kids.
Yeah.
Like who have had these amazing junior careers, and you're like, fuck, these guys are going to step in and, you know, be all stars. Yeah. And, you know, that sort of thing is what you miss too. Watching young talent come in and fucking fight to compete for jobs, and
yeah,
just when you leave the game, you know, we all miss hanging out and having coffee and sitting on the training table and fucking scoring goals, but that whole competition thing is, I think, what we strive for again, right? Which is why we probably love golf,
and we don't miss the PTOs, do we?
Fuck no.
Fuck.
But again, those are like,
PTOs are the worst. Someone just signed. I saw you tweeted out about it. Somebody's on it. You're like, oh, fuck, good luck, fella, the PTO.
The old PTO.
The old PTO.
It was someone in St. Louis.
It was a veteran guy. I saw you tweet out about
in
it.
In St. Louis.
Yeah. But it is good to get back with the boys in training camp. You know, I used to always say, whoever had the best tan coming in training camp usually had the best summer.
Can't tell you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I know we were lucky. We had Lupul's Beach House, and we were all living out here. But not many times went back to camp. Not with the best tan. So if whoever's out there with the best tan, good on you.
That would just piss off Bob Harley too, wouldn't it?
Probably. Every coach is probably, look at O'Brien, how tanned he is.
Yeah.
He's like, fucking guy didn't work out once, did he?
But you actually look more ripped when you're tan too, so.
Right? Dude, I saw some pictures from you back in the day. An old friend of mine sent me. I don't know what they were talking about. I was fucking lean and mean, ready to rock.
I know you.
Fuck. I mean, these guys, they're all over me. It wasn't my fault. Our boy Zegras, Trevor Zegras. We're going to see him this weekend. Missy Curfew's put a golf team in for Getzlaf's charity golf tournament.
For the kids.
For the charity. For we're giving charity. Back to Getzy. We love you. So we got, still haven't filled out our squad yet. We had Kevin Connolly drop out, so we got to replace him.
Yeah, we'll try out. We'll have some tryouts this
week. Yeah, we got to. But anyways, Zegras, excited to see him. Excited to see all those boys from the Ducks. They got a good group there. But he's on the cover of NHL 20. This fucking kid. I saw him at the U.S. Open. He was like hanging out in the polo lounge. He was looking good. He had like a vest on, and I'm like, look at this kid. This kid's got the world by the balls.
Like the baggy khakis with the Jordans and. It's a good look. I'm sure there was some eye candy that Mr. Ralph Lauren was posting around there. Tennis brings around a really good looking.
Yeah, crowd. I'm just trying to think of what this kid like. You know, we don't know him that well, but we've got to know him a little bit. But like to be on the cover, and I don't know. I think he can handle it. I think he has that it factor to him that he can handle it.
Yeah.
And he has a personality that people want to be around him, obviously. So yep. I think it's going to work out great. I had a good chuckle when I saw him on the cover of it because he's, what, second year in the league.
Yeah. Him and Nurse, I think it was a great way to promote the game for both women and for young hockey.
Good point.
And for kids, right? Kids can relate to these two players. To touch on you thinking, like, can he handle it? I think he's so just his own little human, like in his fun way.
He has that effect.
It doesn't matter. Like he doesn't take this like as like he's the cocky, confident, cool, respected amongst his peers. Like if you talk to Shaddy, you talk to Getzy, they love the kid.
Yeah.
They know he's a great kid. And they know he competes and he's just who he is, right? From the outside looking in, people might be like, how come that's not Austin Matthews? Hey, fucking Austin Matthews scores 60 fucking five goals. And he's not on the cover, you know, like, and he's only 25. Shit. Yeah.
Because his hairline's why he's not on. Well,
but they promoted like this young, cool, play the game of hockey.
America born player.
It's for everybody. And this, you know, what Ziegs has done in his first year, it's amazing. Highlight real goals, all-star, you know, caliber season. A kid that's only going to get better. He's going to take on a leadership role this year. I think it was a great play. Kid's got good flow for the cover.
Yeah, he does. And you know what? You talk about the Ducks, and obviously we're out here in Orange County, and you know, Pat Verbeek, you gave him the best nickname. We're not going to say it, but you gave him the best nickname. He's done a good job. You know, it brings in Strom, Vetrano, Klingberg, a guy that Cooley. We know well, Kulikov.
Yeah.
Now you talk about the back end there with Klingberg and Cooley, and you got Shaddy and Fowler. I mean, now you got something going there, right? With Drysdale.
That's a solid
decor. That's a solid fucking decor. That's a good decor. And,
you got a goalie. We talk about that.
Gibby.
We say they can be competitive and compete every night just because of Gibby.
Yeah.
And if Gibby can just stay interested. And by that, I mean, like, his team's going to have to score more than 3 goals a game so they can win games. Because Gibby can save the puck.
I feel like Gibby is a great starter to the season. I feel like he comes out of the gates, guns a blazing.
Yeah.
And then in his defense, I felt the last couple of years, he was seeing a lot of rubber, right?
Yeah.
I think they're gonna get off to a good start again. I know Dallas Eakins is gonna have a great training camp, have those boys ready. They're gonna be in good shape, but they're not gonna be tired. And that's what Dallas is one of the best in the business that I've ever seen. He knows where to push you to make sure you're ready to rock, but he also knows that rest is a weapon. So I think they're going to get off to a good start. I like their back end. I'm pulling for him. I want him to do well. Yeah. I mean, it'll be better. And one thing on Zegras, the old training camp number, he went from 46 to 11, which I guess is his number.
Old double hockey sticks.
I liked Zegras in 46 for whatever reason, but the worst training camp number I've ever seen someone have to rock was Zenon Konopka. I love you, Z. You're one of the biggest Warriors ever played with. They fucking in the Ducks gave him number 66.
That's embarrassing. And a guy like that, he works hard too. You can't make her wear
66.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right?
I feel like the only teams that allow this to happen are like the GMs that just have the hard-ons for like the young kids.
Yeah.
Who come in and like if a kid makes the team and you know he's, you know, a high draft pick, what's the difference? Ask the kid what number he wants.
No kidding.
Like, what's the deal?
No, but that was old school mentality of Bob
Murray. I had to wear 47 for my first season. I grabbed 7.
You're a little higher up the depth chart than me. I was 74 my first training camp.
47.
74.
Brutal.
But even I remember like when I went on a two-way to the Ducks, Getzy wanted me to wear 6 as a joke, right? Because he calls me 6. And Bob Murray was like, no, he's got to wear 34 because that's his training camp number. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, you know Trevor Zegras is going to be on your team. Like, if he wants 11 from the get-go, give him 11.
Yeah. Kids on the cover of EA Sports.
Yeah, but I like him in 46.
Yeah, 46 is cool because no one else has it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was always wondering, like, is there something weird with this? Like, it doesn't seem like a training camp number, but he's got it.
I remember when Factor went from 37 to 90. And I was like, why 90? So I just like the way the O with the zero looks. It goes nice to the O'Reilly. And the, I'm like,
oh, yeah. I like he's 90. Born in 90, isn't he?
Is he?
Maybe not.
I don't know what day it is.
That was a wild guess.
I'm just over here sweating. Yeah, I'm just over here sweating.
He's probably 31, right?
Fact Daddy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Binger, can you look that up for us, buddy? Ryan O'Reilly. Updog, our next segment brought to you by our good friends at DraftKings, promo code CurfewCali.
CurfewCali.
It's in honor of our boy Scoopsy. It's the rumor mill, sticking with the Ducks and everything we just talked about. Patty Kane.
Let's let it hear it.
I think.
You've heard it here.
I thought, you know, maybe he would go back to Buffalo. I reconsidered it. Come on out here, Patty. You got Zegras. You got Gibby's American-born player. You got some good young pieces.
Shatty, like Shatty.
You got Shatty.
He'll feed you the biscuit.
You got cap space out here for you. Listen, you've been in Chicago. Those winters are cold, Patty. I know you're fucking sick of the wind.
Totally.
Come on out here.
We'll dial mentor, you in with a nice
mentors,
place.
Mentor Zegras. Help him. Help him. Because Patty Kane, if you remember when he first came in the league, right? Same as Z. Offensive through the roof. But Patty had to learn how to play the right way.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine if Pat Verbeek could bring him in here and Z would listen to him so much and just, like, how much it would help his development?
Yeah.
I just think it would be a great
fit. Too much like the same player, though. When you think about, like, the positioning on the ice and the touches and where they touch the puck on power plays. Like, they're the same player. And I agree with you.
Yeah.
If there's a way to make it both work. But how do you have Patty Kane and Zegras on the same ice on a 5-on-4 power play? Like, where would they both go?
Fuck. Well,
Kane
would be on the half wall, and Z's probably playing the point. They're working it to hit them up high here, over to Dreis, over to Klingberg, back up over to Z, over to Kane, back over to Klingberg.
We need
Mason
some
McTavish in front of the net, tipping him in. We got something cooking.
Fuck, I think we need
Patty Kane's a right winger, so Z can play center. Patty plays the right place. They play his offside. Yeah. I don't know. I just think they are the same player when it comes to their skills through the roof. But if you're Patty Kane, are you not excited for the opportunity to play with another young American-born player?
And like, to come to Newport for like the last 3-4 years of your career?
They've made some moves that they're going to be competitive enough. The Pacific's kind of wide open out here. LA is going to be good. Edmonton's going to be good. Calgary's going to be good. San Jose's in one. Arizona.
We can get him a sprinter van if he does want to go up to LA.
We'll get you a sprinter van. I don't know. I just was thinking
play all
about
the golf you want here with us, PK.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I just think it would be a good fit for him here. I don't know.
Get you in the studio.
I guess he's going to start the season in Chicago. Is what he's saying. I don't know why. I mean,
just
have you had a look at that lineup?
I might just put the wheels back on. Hey.
It's not pretty. It's not pretty. So let's go. Patty Kane, you're not listening, but if someone's talking to Patty, say the boys say, rumor mill to the Ducks here, Updog. Our next segment brought to you by your good buddies. New little sponsor here at Missing Curfew, the Updogger and his paycheck. LifeForce.
LifeForce, baby.
Promo code?
Curfew.
All right. LifeForce. I know you're big on these guys.
I know. Well, listen, It's a changing type scenario over here. We got a way to kind of dive in and check out what's going on in the body as
I don't
want to
know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Especially after a long trip. Hey, you're like, all right, take this blood. You might not like what you're gonna find in there.
Yeah.
But no, these guys. Listen, I'm a big believer in longevity, staying as healthy and fit as we can.
You're looking young.
Thank you. These fucking yoga classes I'm going to are killing me. I'm leaking more in these things than I've ever sweated in my life. Yeah.
Is it a hot yoga?
It is hot. Right up the street from where you live in too. Wow. Anyway, we'll talk.
Yeah.
We'll talk to them. We'll get them on. Have them as a sponsor too. but no, our friends at LifeForce Obes, and we'll talk about this over the course of the next few months as we start to dive in. I'm taking my weekly and daily nutraceuticals and the vitamin K and with a wake up with the peak M&N and all this good stuff.
Wow.
And listen, it's just a way for us as guys and women. As you get older, you want to still feel good and learn what's going on in the body. And this is a way to do it. So they come, draw your blood from your house, and I'll make sure they get to the Bay Club, maybe have a cocktail with the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Take your blood. A couple weeks later, you talk to a doctor, and then you just kind of build out like a plan with them.
Do they go over like something you could be allergic to?
Everything. Yeah, they test you for 80 things in your body.
I need to get that. Like, shout out to my dad. Pitter was cooking breakfast at the cottage for the week, and I had eggs, and I just felt like shit every day. Yeah. I'm like, I think I might be allergic to eggs. So they do all that
so
shit.
So that panel can be tested, but they focus on things that you're like you're deficient in. It might be, you know, vitamin D, or it could be low you know, iron or, yeah. And they figure it all out, and then they build you kind of a plan, and you work with a doctor that you don't have to go see a doctor. Yeah. You just FaceTime the guy, and they build out a plan, and then they'll test your blood again every like 4 months. So quarterly throughout cool. a year. And this membership, you know, it's $130 a month, but for, you know, you think about it, for $1,200 a year, you have the ability to really like find out if anything's bad going on with the positive side of feeling great. So for me, it's a no brainer. And yeah. I got Christina on it after she has our baby, which could be any minute. Yeah. She's going to dive in, 'cause it's good with, you know, hormone therapy and replacement therapy, especially after, you know, a girl will have a baby. There's hormones can go
yeah.
here and there.
Are you sure this kid's an upshall or what? He seems to be pretty lazy for an upshall. He doesn't yeah. want to move. Like,
he's
chilling.
He's happy in there.
This guy's happy. Usually if he's an up dog, I thought he'd be running out already. Like,
these kids, Christine, I don't know what it is, man. These kids like enjoy their mama. So anyway, but we'll talk about My Life Force, yeah. but MyLifeForce.com, baby.
Thanks for hooking it up, up dog. It brings us right into the World Cup of Hockey. It's come back. It's coming back in 2024 ups.
Well, it is back.
Yeah, obviously what happened last year at the Olympics and COVID. I'm a big fan of the World Cup here. I just think we need to find a way. They're going to have it in February, the same time as the Olympics would have been or would be. I don't know if they're going to continue on with that. Time will tell. But we got to get a new fucking trophy for the World Cup. Have you seen this trophy? It's terrible.
Get a new trophy.
Like, we need a new trophy first and foremost. New trophy. And we just need to make this count up. We need people to, I don't know, I'm a big believer in it. Can we make this like...
Yeah.
Like World Cup of Soccer or whatever.
Yeah, have
like
parties massive. Around the games. Yeah. Like have, you know, uh-huh. like have it, great bands. Have the Arkells play in, you know, in the studio during the games. Like make it like a full experience for everyone. Yeah. Like inside and outside the arena. Make it like a hockey festival. Yeah. You know, have the games going on like the U.S. Open tennis and have like, you know, bring in fucking the celebs, put them on the glass and make it a party. Play the music when there's a power play. Let the guys fucking play their songs when they come in the zone.
That'd be sick.
Right?
Like basketball stuff.
Yeah, get the atmosphere going a little bit. Like if it's a 5-on-4 power play, fucking boom. You get some Pearl Jam in the back and you're just crispy rice.
Wow, you would have been fired up if there's some Pearl Jam out there for you.
Well, just anything.
Like I think it comes down to the players too, right? Like obviously, you know, guys like McKinnon and McDavid are itching to play for their countries. I don't know. I'm a big fan of the World Cup. Remember mm-hmm. back in the day, the Canada Cup?
Yeah,
remember the year? Great. I don't know the year, but remember when USA beat Canada? They had Kachuk and Roenick and Guerin, and there was fights. And I don't know
if there's going to be many fights, but the guys will be intense.
Intensity is what I want.
They will have it because you have all the best players in the world, but they're finally getting to play for their countries. That's a big, meaningful thing. Yes, it's not the Olympics, but it's the same thing. It's the competition amongst... you know, peers finally getting to play, you know, and see these superpowers play, right? Like, pick the first line for Team Canada.
Okay.
It's crazy.
It would be McKinnon, McDavid. I don't know.
McKinnon, McDavid, and, I mean, Jonathan Huberdeau or a sniper. It's got to be a sniper. It would be Hubie, probably.
Hubie?
Huh?
What a deal for Hubie.
Great deal. Good kid.
Hubie's a beauty. He looks like he's jacked too, by the way. Hubie, I follow on Instagram. This World Cup of Hockey trophy is awful though, up dog. We gotta get a new one, bro. Look how bad that is.
Who's the goalie, by the way?
Look how bad. I don't know, man. I don't know. Binner? I don't know. Who's Canada's goalie?
Fucking right.
Marc-Andre Fleury? Price is done.
Both those guys would be great.
Price is done.
Yeah.
It's funny you bring up goaltending because you look at other countries, Finland.
Sweden.
Russia, if they're, I don't know if they're allowed to play or whatever. But I mean, if you look at just their goaltending, Canada's, fuck, we don't have Carey Price anymore. Marc-Andre Fleury's 37. We don't have
Luongo or Brodeur.
We don't have Luongo. We don't have Brodeur or Waugh. It's kind of a question mark, but it's okay because we have Cale Makar and he'll have the puck the whole game. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter.
Just put a blocker on him. He'll probably save all. Okay.
It doesn't really matter who's in net when you have him on the ice. Yeah, so
that's true.
It's exciting news. Please get a new trophy, though. That one is not National League. So our last segment brought to you by our good friends at Canada Dips, Lip Boomers, promo code. You should have seen how many fucking promo code.
Curfew Cali.
You should have seen how many Lip Boomers I brought to Europe. And Europe and Canada, I probably brought 50 tins of Lip Boomers.
Did anyone check your bags and say, what the hell is this?
No. That's put them good. Right on my fucking carry-on.
Yeah, as you should.
I wasn't even really worried about it because it's just dipper. CBD, right?
Yeah.
I was chewing those things in Italy, Ireland, Canada, everywhere.
How many logs did you say? Like 30?
I brought 50 tins with me.
50 tins?
Yeah. I chewed probably.
Check an extra bag.
No, sorry. I brought 30 tins with me. I brought a tin for every day I was gone. I was gone like 27 days. Came back with a couple tins, but I was chewing it everywhere.
Fuck.
Italy, Ireland. People in Canada are dying for them up, so I don't know if we can get them up there or whatever. But segment, just good old-fashioned off-season transactions. There's been some moves here since we've been away on our vacation, or I've been away on my vacation, I should say. First of all, Phil the Thrill. On the rumor mill, I had some insight that he was going to Edmonton. Fucked that up. Vegas Golden Knights, 1 year, 1.5, I think. First thing I thought is, for God's sakes, he's going to help the power play. Like their God power hope. Play.
They hope.
Like I think I saw Ike's on Bio still camp. He looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I think their power play is going to be better. I think Phil helps with that.
Yep.
So I think it's a good signing at that.
They need Mark Stone healthy.
Stoney's, yeah.
But and they can have a great power play.
Yeah.
Because he
it's time for them to have a good power
play.
Yeah,
this kid, like this kid, I can't call Phil the kid. He just knows how to like shoot the puck. Like just it gets on net. It's a good, efficient, quick shot, and that creates chances. They just don't rely on like what works in hockey. Yeah. They don't fucking shoot the puck. And they have guys on their off wings that try to be too cute. And you know, Petro up top, we've talked about this, but the old wounded duck down to the half wall. That's not going to do anything.
That's not going
to
cut it.
You got to get the pucks through, and you got to get a big body in front. And that's just a key to having a great power play.
So he's not getting 81. Marchessault wears 81. He's going to wear 8. Am I thinking too much into this? Like, Marchessault's been there since day one. He's a good player.
You give him 8.
You just say,
yeah,
hey,
all the fans have Marchessault jerseys at 81. It's not worth
it. It's not worth switching. The headache.
Yeah. It's Phil don't give a fuck.
Phil don't give a fuck.
He don't care.
Do you think Phil's going to live at the summit? He feels like a Discovery Project type of guy, right?
Totally. Fuck, he's going to have sore back and sore hips the whole
time. He would like
season.
Those comfort stations, old Phil. Yeah, I know that.
Totally. Hey, great point.
Have you ever been to Yellowstone Club? I saw something on social media. That course looks fucking unreal.
Never been up there, but
it looks amazing.
That's 1A of yeah. You know, those experiences, yeah.
I'm pulling for Vegas this year. I'm pulling for, because I love Ikes, I'm pulling for our boy Todd Pickup and Tom Riley. You know, the Avs got it last year. They got it done last year. I don't know about their goaltending in Vegas. We'll get into that moving forward, Up Dog, as we continue to get closer to camp. But I think that's a good sign. Phil the Thrill.
Yep.
Tage Thompson, 7 years.
56?
Was it that? 50? Something 55? Crazy.
It's 7 a year.
I like this kid. Something. He's big. He can shoot. I just think I'd like to see him play with a little more. And I know, Uppy, it's not, you know, 10 years ago, but when you're as big as him, I think he's got to play a little more physical, a little more bite to his game. And I don't know if giving him 7 years is going to do that, but that's the way it happens now. I like this kid. I just was shocked that he got that deal right away, but that's what they're doing now.
I would just on top of that say, I would like him to play more. I want to see him play more hockey before I give him all that
right?
money, because this never happened before. Like people don't have one season breakout season and sign this much on an extension on a bad team.
On a fucking horrendous
team. He's played 223 games. He's got 56 goals. That is worth $8 million now.
Unfortunately it is, yeah.
Like
I mean, when you look at it like that,
he's minus 57.
Yeah.
Career. I had better points than
good
this.
Good hair on him.
I had better points than this when I was his age.
Good hair in this picture. No, I'm with you, but maybe they're looking
He did have 38 goals.
Maybe they're looking at
terrible
it
terrible team.
Maybe they're looking at it that, you know, in 2 years, the cap's going to go up. It's going to be $100 million. We can sign this guy. This will be a steal when he's in his, you know, later in the contract. I don't know, but he did have a good year last year, Ups. But once again, it's just these kids. I don't know. I would want to keep them hungry, but it is what it is. So I think Buffalo's going to be better, though, Ups. I think they're heading in the right direction.
And this is the thing, too, is like, okay, you sign this kid like this. Now, when things don't go good, the media is going to be all over this kid. How is he going to take it?
Yeah.
Is he going to be like that typical, like, I don't give a fuck?
It puts a lot of pressure on him to be.
Is he a kid that can handle a lot of pressure being the top paid kid on a team?
Yeah.
To me, no. I know. I know the kid. Like, I played with him. I played with him in St. Louis. He's a monster. But he's
you play with this kid?
Yeah, in St. Louis. Yeah, he got traded for the Fact Daddy when I left. For the Fact Daddy.
That's right. Drafted by St. Louis, 26 overall. 6'7", though. If you're 6'7", you got to fucking
he
play
can
with
shoot,
them.
Like, he can shoot it. And he moves well. He's a big right-handed. He's like an Eric Lindros-like type
Yeah.
He, you know, can he play with fuck if you?
There you go. Can he play like Eric Lindros a little bit? Yeah. I know you're not going to go. I get it, people. Don't. It's fucking new NHL, blah, blah. Fuck off. He's 6'7". Like, you got to play with a little jam. When I watch him play, he doesn't hit anyone. He doesn't fucking go to the net. Yeah, he got 38 snipes. He's got a great release. But yeah. I'm telling you, if this kid wants to take the next step and...
He should be able to get 60 goals standing in front of the net. Yeah, like you're that
just,
big.
I think if I was Kevin Adams, you know, I'd be like, hey, fella, here's the deal, but we need you to play with a little more jam. And maybe he will, right? How old
or
is
how about
he?
This?
How old is he? 24.
Yeah, how about this? Show up to training camp. Here's $1 million. Show up to training camp and go to the net, and I'll give you fucking 6.5.
I'm with you.
Instead
I'm
of just, you know, what you think he can do or expect him to do.
They just give these kids these deals now like it's going out of style. So 38 goals. So
good for him, though.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. I want these kids to make all the money they want. But I feel as an ex-player, I got to say how I feel about – you got to earn it, too.
Yeah, we both feel the same. Every old player says that. And, I mean, it's just – we're not bitter. It's just the way that it is.
Yeah, I will say this.
Because these bad deals affect teams long, long, long time.
I hope he goes no bucket because I got his hockey DB up here. He's got great flow. So if you're making 7 bananas, take your bucket off. Weegsy, baby. Calgary Flames. We haven't got to talk about them. First thing, I'm gonna hate on them a little bit here. Their dressing room, which I witnessed firsthand. I was there when the flood happened in Calgary. The Saladome got fucking flooded out. They said because of insurance, they had to build it the same way it was before. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's fucking embarrassing. I mean, it's not National League. It is what it is.
The welcome video of him, they should have just did a podcast and had no video to it.
Don't show that.
I know.
Like, don't Weegsy, show. You look good. Weegsy, your hair look good. You look like you're in good shape. He looks good.
They should have welcomed him via FaceTime. Like, yeah. Hey, welcome to the Flames. Like,
or just
you don't want to see our room yet. You're coming from Florida.
Or just put his jersey in the like press conference room or something. Like, Weegsy walked in and the dressing room looked like our studio was bigger. Tough
is
room.
It that
it's small? Terrible, it's, man. Yeah. It's terrible.
Is that the game rink?
That's the game rink.
No wonder Matty Tkachuk had such a smile ear to ear when we talked to him.
But Weegsy looked good in the 52 red. I like that. I want to give some love to Brad Tree Living. Just obviously, we're going to get the Kadri deal. You know, he goes out and gets Hubie, Weegsy baby, Kadri for 7x7. I mean, I don't know. Are they better? Time will tell. I mean, he did a hell of a job, Brad Tree Living. You got to give it to him.
Yeah, like, I think arguably they're, you know, they added more, right?
Yeah.
They got Kadri, Hubie, and.
Like, I love the way Matty plays.
They lost 2 and they gained 3. Same price.
I'm just like, are they chippier than they were? I don't know, because Matty plays so hard, but like Weegsy baby plays with some chip. Kadri plays with some chip. And then you got Hubie, who, you know, is just as skillful as Johnny Hockey and bigger and stronger and doesn't play maybe a physical game, but he's bigger than Johnny.
Yeah, I expect a big year out of him.
Yeah.
Nice ice, too, in Calgary for him. Zip those pucks.
Have you seen him on social media? He looks fucking jacked.
Yeah, he likes to work out with his shirt off. Yeah.
You taught him that.
Give him shit all the time.
Taught him that.
Yeah, I like it though.
Kadri 7 for 7, not what we thought he was going to get. Good fit though. I mean, after you win your Stanley Cup, you might as well take that money and go to Cowtown. I guess I don't. I was.
You probably wouldn't have taken that to go there.
I thought he was going to go to Long Island. I don't know what Lou was doing there. I thought for me, Kadri being a guy from Ontario, get back in the East Coast, brand new building in Long Island. I thought that was, a sexier fit. But he decided to go to Cowtown. I don't know. We'll see.
No, I'm sure those internal talks were, Brad Tree Living laid out, like, listen, we're win now mode still. I'm doing everything I can. We got Markey. We got the goaltending. I think our D are still great. We added fucking 2 pieces.
Crazy. There were some people on my social media, some guys that we met in the Battle of Alberta, and from the course of where, Matty left and Johnny left, they were like DMing us or DMing me and holy fuck, we're done. And then,
and now they're just,
they get Hubie and Weegsy, like, okay, here we are. And then they get Kadri. They're like, fuck, we're better than we were last year. Like, I've had a lot of people say that to me on Twitter. So I just think, listen, I bumped into Brad on the elevator when we were at the Bell of Alberta. He was great to me through my short time in Calgary when I got put on waivers and all this stuff. So I think he did a hell of a job. I still think they need a new rink. I think it's something that they can, obviously not deal with long term.
Yeah.
But they're going to be competitive.
Just play in Edmonton. Share the ring.
Just play in Edmonton. We'll play in Red Deer, like the Coyotes are doing. Go play in fucking the old Red Deer.
Yeah, the Rebels, but.
It'll be interesting to see. We're going to bring Princey on here, check in with Princey. There's going to be a new segment. I don't know if we got the name for it yet. Right now we're calling it Curfew Calls or something. But anyways, Ups, it's going to be times throughout the course of the season where, we can't get a guest on or whatever. And we love having guests on, but just sometimes, we can't get a guy or, the schedule of guys that are playing. we want to hear more from the, from our listeners, like either, you know, if it's a question, a concern, something you see in the NHL, something that happened to you on the weekend, something, anything that you guys want to talk to me in the Updog about. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and some of the ones I listen to have that. And I just think we got great fans ups, and I want to engage with them a little bit more.
Yeah, or a story of them missing curfew.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you know? Like if you guys did something, I'd
good roundtable opportunity.
Great roundtable opportunity.
It's a chance. We're going to use it and post it on our website, like you just said. Yeah. Curfew calls, I think, is great.
Curfew calls, that's TBD. We don't know. We may change that. So
if you want to leave like the audio message, we'll maybe put it out there. You know, if you're from fucking Newfoundland, you want to come on, yes, boy.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll have you on. And we'll talk shop. But again, a good chance for us to answer anything, question, or share someone's, you know, insight or story that they have that, you know, they think of as we speak and you listen on your car radio or at home or at the gym.
Yeah.
You know, and you think of something, just fire it to us and we'll maybe get it out there.
Yeah. And just think of it like if, you know, we're sitting in the locker room and it's a fucking Monday morning and you know, you got to sit down, you want to talk to the Updog and always about something. That's kind of what we're going for here. It's something we miss the most about playing is the locker room, and we get that here. So, Princey's going to be the one that's doing it. Obviously, we'll look at it too, but it's something moving forward that we wanted to do here. So we'll have more on that. Right now, we're calling it curfew calls, but we're going to check in with our boy Princey here. He did a hell of a job with us, and we got to talk to him about this dirty honey thing. Updog, I love being back here with you, but we got Princey coming at you. Welcome back to Mr. Curfew. Updog. We got our boy.
Fresh off a bender up in Canada. This guy
sounds like me, Princey. Princey, fella, you sound like me. Hurting or what?
Oh, fuck, Obes. I feel like you after a fella tour. Man, my voice is all raspy. I didn't want to get up out of bed today, but I got the phone call. They need me on the podcast. I shot right up, so I'm here.
That's right, buddy. Hey, you go out with the boys.
Yeah.
Get up with the men.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's go.
I was hurting myself today. It was a long Labor Day weekend for myself at the Bay Club. I like that hat you got there, bud.
This is the Missing Curfew fans know me as the Calgary Flames fan, but my second love is the Calgary Stampeders. We've talked about it in the past on the podcast. I'm a big CFL guy, and anybody that's in Western Canada knows that Labor Day weekend is CFL football. We had Stampeders, and I keep calling them the Eskimos, but they're the Edmonton Elks now. They were down in Calgary. The Stampeders hooked me up with this hat. They know me, so it looks good. But I got, I'm always repping Mrs. Curfew too, though. So.
Yeah, there you go.
So talk, big weekend. Big weekend. We had our boys, LaBelle and John Notto up there fucking slinging their guitars. Mm-hmm. Talk about the Dirty Honey show. Talk about being on stage. The fucking Instagram story that I watched, I was loving it. I was dying laughing, and I was like, fuck, Princey's in his element up in Calgary right now. How was the show? How was the show? Talk a little bit about the show.
The show was absolutely incredible. Like, I've never seen Dirty Honey live before. Obviously, I listen to them every single week, whether that's just whether I'm jamming at the gym or driving or editing the podcast, because California Dreamin', we hear it every single week. So I hear that song. I hear that song a crazy amount of times. So when I saw they were coming through Calgary, I think it was maybe about a month ago, I made sure I messaged the Updog right away and said, you got to get me the hookup for this. And Uppy got me hooked up, and the boys took good care of me. Me and the fellas, my boys, we went to the stable right down the street, Cactus Club. So did get a couple people poking by saying hello for that. Made our way over to the show. I had to cut off. My buddies had to stop me drinking too many old fashions. They're like, you're going up on the stage, like pump the brakes. It's like Obes in Vegas. They put my buddy put his arm around me. He's like, you got to stop. You're going up on stage. So I maybe had to calm the nerves a little bit. But yeah, they were doing a Canadian guitar giveaway. They were nice enough to reach out and ask. They asked me if I wanted to do it, which was awesome. And, like, they're great guys. So I got to go up on stage, and they were like, hey, you got the floor. You can say whatever you want, man. So made sure to do a little Missing Curfew pump. But then I knew we were in the city of Calgary. So I threw a shout out to our guy Hubert O and my guy Weegsy, baby, Mackenzie Weeger. So I know he saw it too. So you like the story. So Weegsy, you're welcome. Great show, man. Like, really intimate. 300 people in the show, maybe, but it was packed, jam-packed, really intimate. Those guys, they put on an amazing show. Like, they're so good with the crowd. And I think between sets, it got really quiet one time, and somebody in the crowd yelled, this guy fucks, and they got a big cheer. So they're kind of known for Missing Curfew too. So thanks for hooking that up, and thanks to the boys from Dirty Honey. I can't wait to see those guys again, because As soon as the show ended, I ended up backstage and ended up on the tour bus. As up, he saw the picture, so I had myself a night.
Yeah, what kind of booze were they? Nato likes to drink. They like tequila.
There was tequila. Yeah. Tequila shots were flowing out there.
How was the tour
tequila,
bus?
Tequila, baby.
Is our boy? Is their manager Mark Didier? Are they putting him on a nice bus? What kind of bus do they have?
Wow, you guys have seen this stuff before. I've never seen this stuff before, so it was a nice tour bus to me. I'm used to the Alberta Junior Hockey League tour.
The yellow bus. You're used to the yellow
the
bus.
The yellow bus, yeah, with Big Ern putting his feet at the back, blocking you from the bathroom. So, no, that was – it was a nice bus. John took us on there. You know, he just wanted to shoot the shit the whole time. And they love missing curfew. They love what we're doing, and they want to come back on the show again.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, they're –
let's get them on.
They're killing it. They're in Vancouver – I saw LaBelle was at the
last night.
Yeah. Did they play last night?
Whatever night it was. Monday. We're coming off of Bender Obes. I don't even know what day it is. So I'm pretty sure it was last night.
So LaBelle took his bike and went to Banff on his he's got a BMW bike, I think, and it's epic. It's like the cruiser, right? The mountain cruiser. And then he went all the way up to Jasper. Mm-hmm. And then he cut across, played in Edmonton, played in Calgary, played in Van. The guy's just
ship the bike, or does he put the bike on the tour bus, or how does the bike get
in? Usually there? Like I would say he's probably on a Western Swing. Like he would have it somewhere in Montana, maybe at Kitch's place or something. And he just goes on these week rides. And I love the fact that he's doing it in between his concerts, because not to imagine, I'm like, we're going to play Edmonton, Calgary. I'm like, hey, boys, I'll meet you guys there. I'm just going to take the Harley over to Banff. Come on. I just see being a rock star is fucking
He's cool. You could tell he loves the outdoors too, right? Everywhere he goes, he makes sure he goes to places like that. But they are rock stars, man. They play hard. Princey, I'm glad you had a good time doing that, fella. I want to talk. Me and Uppy were just talking Flames before he brought you in. And obviously, you see it through social media. Like, in the course of 2 months there, it went from where people were like, fuck, we're done, to are we better than we were last year? So as a diehard Flames guy, what's the feel like in the city? Camp's about to start. I mean, Kadri, Weegsy, baby, Hubie, like, feeling good, right?
Well, it's crazy that it was like almost a month ago when it was Dave from fourth period on who gave us like the shush sign and picked up the phone, and it was Johnny was going to Columbus, and that was a month ago, and I thought we were done. I thought we were left for dead right there. Like, I tried to like keep a straight face on the podcast, but after I was so mad, I was just like, we're fucking done, man. But then I kind of knew something was up when Tree Living, he did kind of like a press conference or whatever to announce that Gaudreau was gone. But he definitely sounded like he was talking like he was at a funeral for sure. But at the end of it, he said, he's like, I'm not going to go sit in the corner and cry. He's like, this is one day. We move on tomorrow. And then they started making moves right away. So in the city of Calgary right now, like, it is, you know, especially being missing curfew and someone that actually covers the team now, it's amazing, man. Like, there's a lot of hype around this team. It went in one of two directions. It could have went straight for a nosedive, right to a rebuild. I mean, I saw the Elliot Friedman tweet that said Matthew Tkachuk to Florida. And I automatically assumed, oh, what are they going to get? A bunch of prospects. And, like, who are they going to pull from Florida? And then it clicked in my head. I'm like, oh, shit, Weegsy's a UFA at the end of the year. Holy shit. And it came through. And I've ever texted over. I'm like, we got fucking Weegsy, baby. Like, I was through the moon, man. Absolutely through the moon. This roster looks amazing. You know, are they light years better than they were last year? Probably not. They look a little bit different. I actually think that they're probably a better playoff team. I think that's probably was the hurdle, right? We saw those games live. Like, they struggled against Edmonton, their speed, and they couldn't shut them down. And Markstrom's got this thing against Edmonton. Who knows? He's got to get that mental hurdle over. But I think they're a better playoff team. I'm fired up, man. Like, this, and who knows? They might not even be done yet. Who knows? We're sitting here in the early weeks of September. They might not even be done.
That's good.
They're done. What else can they get? What else do you want? Fuck, dude. Well, it's like, they're not done. They're done. Who else?
They got a couple PTOs. Yeah, that's what
they're doing. Yeah, they got a spot in the top nine. Like, they've got a rookie, Jacob Pelche, penciled in right now, but he's never played NHL games before. So it's either going to be PTOs. You know, there's rumors, you know, poking around at what's Evan Rodriguez, Sonny Milano, those kind of cheaper low-end deals, right? You know, there's a lot of people floating around there that, you know, that Boston's poking around Lucic. I don't want the big guy to go. I want him to stay. Who cares? You're already paying him enough. Keep him here. The rookies need him. So they might not be done, but who knows, man.
It's crazy Rodriguez is not signed from Pittsburgh. I saw that the other day, actually. It's crazy. He didn't have a deal. And even, like, that kid Sonny Milano, but that Rodriguez is a player. Like, he played up and down Pittsburgh's lineup. At times, he was playing on the first line. So if Brad Tree even pulls him into that, I mean, this guy, give him GM of the year already. I mean, what he did is It's insane what he did. So, Princey, we touched on it. Moving forward here, we want to get our fans more engaged. You did a great job for us in August. Thank you. You always do a great job on social. But curfew calls is what we're calling it right now. We don't know if it's going to be emails or people calling in, but they're going to be coming through you. So, they got to impress you because you get the one, you get to pick them. You get to pick them. So, it's another big role for you here at Mr. Curfew. Are you ready for it?
I think I'm ready for it. I mean, there's been, you know, the curfew fans have been really, really good this past year. I don't know how warm they were to me when I first joined, but I think I'm a fan now. So, yeah, it's just a little bit more fan interaction and finding out what fans actually want to hear. Because sometimes, you know, we don't quite know what you guys want to hear. And a lot of people ask questions on social media that don't necessarily get relayed to the podcast in time, or they just get lost in the shuffle. Yeah. So this is a good opportunity just for some better fan engagement, answer some questions, have some fun with it. You know, I post these old school clips of Uppy. I posted one today of the Uppy and the strobe light in the press box, him just teeing off on you, and he had to like bend over and go like that.
So in the penalty box?
The penalty box. Yeah.
Lawsuit still works here. Christ.
Yeah.
That's because he was hung cheese. He was hung cheese fucking. I was in Phoenix, right?
That could have put a guy down, actually, those lights. It's crazy, man.
I was looking at it kind of laughing.
What rink was it?
But then I was like,
It was in Denver. They just shine that strobe like right in your eyes. And I mean, you can't look at the scoreboard to see like, oh, what did he give me, two or four? You look up there and all of a sudden you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And then I look over at the guy, the scorekeeper. I'm like, can you fucking see that light? He's like, I don't ever look up at that thing. I'm like, it's crazy. And I went like this again. I'm like, holy shit. Now I'm like seeing stars.
The whole clip's great. The clip's great. I want to hear some stories from our listeners too, though. Questions are fine. Like, especially if you're playing on a men's league team out there or a junior team, like, fucking let's hear some stories and we can comment on whether it's happened to us or what we think about it. I don't know. Anything and everything. It doesn't have to be questions, Princey.
Yeah.
Obviously, questions are fine, but we want to know what's going on out there in the Mr. Curfew fans is what I'm fired up most about.
Obviously. Absolutely. Me too. So, awesome.
Princey, thank you for all your hard work, fella. I'm happy the Flames are going to be good. I don't know how good they're going to be. Time will tell when we pick our predictions. There's still that guy in your province called Connor McDavid. So, I wouldn't get too far ahead of myself up there. But I'm happy the Flames are going to be good because it's better when they are.
It's better for the Battle of Alberta. That would have been the worst thing possible if the Flames would have just, we would have had our first Battle of Alberta in 30 years. We got to go up. We got to have a night at Kraft, a night in the suite, head up to the Moss Pit in Edmonton. And then next year we don't get to do that again because Calgary finished in 29th. Like, it's good for the city. It's good for the province. We need that here. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. You know, I got some ins on the Flames now. Weegsy, baby, I'm looking at you, man. I'm looking at you. I got some ins in there now. So I'm going to be poking my head around the dome here soon. So
hey,
I'm looking forward to it, guys.
Have you seen that beauty Commodore? I saw that he was on a golf trip with your boy Panger. But have you seen Commie bouncing around Calgary at all? What's that beauty saying?
I haven't. And it's just, if you know the Calgary sports scene, you know that Commie's gone from the end of August. He gets right back into the season for September because he's on that golf trip. He talks about it every single year. Yeah, I'm sure he needs more than a day to recover from it. So as soon as the season starts kicking around, Commie starts floating around. So we'll get Commie back on. I know we tried to get him on at the end of the year and he wanted to come, but we'll get Commie back on for sure.
Commie's a beauty. So
awesome.
All right, Princey, thanks for everything, buddy. Keep her rocking.
No problem, see you, fellas.
Princey. Updog Princey, eh? Loves it. Loves it. Loves it.
He's our Cowtown insider. He is our Cowtown.
How's
the cow shit smell up there, Princey?
he's got a lot going on. He's going to Stampede's games.
Fuck, is he ever? What a weekend he had. Jesus. God, he had a weekend like us in our 20s.
That's something.
Anyway.
But seriously, thanks to him, he does a lot of hard work for us here at Mr. Curfew. He's a big part of the squad. So,
Can't believe he ended up on the bus.
Yeah.
Hey? Call him the new Flowers. He ends up on the bus.
Flowers, man. Flowers is driving me crazy. This commissioner, I'm thinking about striking. I don't know if I'm going to play fantasy ups.
PA is coming in, and we need a new club.
I don't think I can put up with his text all year of having to put up with what he's saying. So, are you playing?
I'm playing.
You're playing.
I got the draft tonight. If I don't have this baby, would do anything.
Yeah, man. What's going on with that?
By the time this airs, I might probably have a new little updog running around.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I thought he'd be here by now.
Can't wait to bring him in here. Fucking put some hockey sticks in his hand. Put a jersey on him.
You got a name?
Get him on the mic.
A few options, or what do you got?
We got a couple options, yeah.
How does that work? You wait till you see him, and then you're like, okay, maybe he's whatever.
I'll tell you how it works.
Tell me how it works.
You don't have Picking to tell me the hardest thing ever.
I bet.
Especially for the boy. You want to keep it tradition. You want to keep like good, strong name. You want to have a name that you know, when he, as he introduces himself, as he becomes a young adult, he's confident with it, yet it's cool. But you don't want to pick like some random fucking cool name now.
Yeah.
That's not ever going to be, you know. So it's just weird.
You want something cool, but you want to stay like.
You want him to be, I don't know. I was, you know, I was a, basically a junior, but my name's William Scott. And, you know, my dad being Scott, there'll be some sort of like Scott or William.
Scott has been there somewhere.
But yes. But you're giving someone a name, like, and they're not even a human yet, and they're going to have the name forever. And this is a lot of, like, a lot of
you did good with Izzy, though. Izzy's a good, Izzy's great.
Yeah. I give credit to Christina who picked that name. And, you know, it's your boy. You want him to have, you know, good name that you like. And
Billy.
You know,
Billy Upshaw.
Jim James or, you know, Eddie Vedder or, you know, Billy.
Billy Upshaw. Hey, Billy.
It's a cool process. And, yeah. I'm glad I'm able to deal with Christina, who has, you know, she's got some good insight on all of it. And but yeah, you guys will
You got your boy. Yeah, you're gonna have another. I mean, a lot of responsibilities over there.
Yeah,
for you,
things are really picking up.
You're a real adult. You're a real adult. So, Uppy, great being back in the studio, buddy. I missed it with you, Binger, Maxie. Good to be back with you, boys. To the fans, training camp's around the corner. We got some hockey coming up, dog. Looking forward
Let's
to
Binger. Let's go, one timers, baby.
Missing Kirby.
That's missing Kirby.
Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.